Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships rolling.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget, when you get there, to subscribe to my free newsletter. Don't forget to check all the other things out that you can do at my website. And don't forget to check out Julie Morgenstern's position on our website. She's our guest this half hour. She's a friend of ours, and there's a great archive of the last show that she did with us back in 2003. She's the author of Time Management from the Inside Out, but her new book is called Making Work Work. She's also the founder and the owner of Taskmasters. Many of you have seen her on Oprah. She's a regular columnist for the Oprah magazine. She's our friend. Julie, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Jim. It's nice to be back.
It's good to have you back. And folks, one of the nice surprises you'll see when you pick up Julie's book is that her image, her picture is on the cover, and that was a good move, Julie.
Oh, thank you, Jim. Well, you were the one who said got to put the picture on there.
Keep your don't ever do a book without your picture on the cover. Julie, why did you? You had to have some reason for feeling this. When I read this title, the title obviously, folks, is Making Work Work. There's an attitude in there somewhere, Julie. You had something on your mind that you were a little bit upset about. You felt it needed to be said. What was it?
Well, you know, I found with my clients over the last 4 years, people were getting so overwhelmed and confused, and work had stopped working, and people loved their jobs, and all of a sudden they weren't happy anymore, and they were overwhelmed, and they were overworked, and they couldn't tell who was at fault here. The big question is it me or is it them? Mm-hmm. Not me, Julie, but, mm-hmm. you're not sure, like, am I incompetent here, or has this workload become impossible? And people, there are old habits and old approaches to the workday that basically have to go right out the window, and people can actually take more control but need to know that they can, and that you actually can make work work. You can make work work, but you need to be able to identify what is going wrong and be able to fix it. And it's also overwhelming. I found my clients had no idea. They didn't know how to even analyze what was going on. Mm-hmm. And that's what the book tries to address. It's a diagnostic tool and a problem solver for when work isn't working.
Did you find that people were having difficulty transitioning from the 20th century to the 21st century, the 20th century being predominantly the dominator model and the 21st century becoming more of the partner model? Are you seeing that?
I think maybe you mean in sort of hierarchical
from a management style. One of the things that I've been saying, and I know you talk about this a little bit in your book, Julie, is this entrepreneurial mindset. I've been saying since the end of the 20th century, that the 21st century is the century of the entrepreneur. And I don't just mean owners. I mean employees, too. And you talk about that in your book.
Absolutely. Employees need to think like entrepreneurs. The job market, job security, industry security, company security is so fleeting now.
It's an illusion, isn't it?
It is an illusion. And, you know, everybody needs to basically think of themselves as a service-based business, which is what they are.
That's well said.
And that each employer is basically a client in the sort of journey of your business. And they may be your client for 3 years, they may be your client for 1 year. But your job is to identify and refine the service that you're providing to each of your employers, to each of your clients, and always, just as, you know, business owners and service providers know that you need to identify your client's need and identify your client's goals and work to fulfill your client's goals. Employees can think, what are my goals and how is this company going to fulfill my goals? It's the wrong attitude. It's the wrong approach. You have to understand what your client's goals are and then connect, your delivery to their goals. And then you can become a very highly valued commodity.
Absolutely. And that's from the employee side. But Julie, that doesn't work if the employer doesn't get that. If the employer is still thinking in the dominator mode rather than the entrepreneurial mode or the partner mode. And that's the one of the things I'd like for you to speak to our owners out there. What do you say? What do you got to say to them to get them to be able to live in the world that you just described?
Well, owners need to recognize that the people who are coming to work for them are service providers. I think that many owners recognize that, but might be a little bit one-sided about it. It really is an even exchange. Work is an even exchange. The employer needs to understand what it is that they are providing the employee in exchange for that service. Sometimes it's money. I mean, employees value different things.
Right.
Some employees are there just for the paycheck. Others are there for, yes, the money is part of it, but it's really for the recognition or for the growth.
The growth.
For the challenge.
Or maybe flexibility. Maybe there's something else going on in their lives, and they they're looking for some kind of a flexibility.
That's right. And I think that every wise owner will identify in each of their employees, what does this employee value most about this job? And that's what you're providing them. If somebody really is there for you, like a young person is there for the experience and for the growth, you want to retain them, keep giving them more challenges. It's not necessarily that you have to keep giving them dramatic raises.
Right.
Exactly. You need to understand what it is that they want and need from you, and then you provide that, and then what is it that you need from them? And that's the exchange.
Can't we basically stipulate that in the 21st century, more and more people working for us are interested in things, as you said, all the different things that we just described that people are interested in. That's becoming more and more the case, less about money, even though money is important. We can pretty much stipulate that, can't we?
Yeah, I think that's fair. I think, most people really want to do well. That's the basic human drive at work.
They want to be successful.
They want to be successful, and they want to accomplish things, and they want to develop their skill set. And I do think that the contemporary worker recognizes that things are fleeting, so they want to know, they want direction, they want clarity from the business owner. I mean, business owners can often, there's a whole chapter on the book called Working Well with Others that I think all business owners should read.
And when we come back after these messages, I'm going to let you tell us about that, because I'm glad you mentioned that, because that's exactly where we want to go, folks. We won't talk about my report card that talked about me working and playing well with others when I was in the fourth grade, but we will talk about your report card with your employees right after these messages. 20 after, we'll be right back with Julie Morgenstern. Her book is Making Work Work.
They say the neon lights are bright on Broadway.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Having a great visit with our friend Julie Morgenstern, the author of Making Work Work. Ladies and gentlemen, you probably have seen her other books on the shelf. One of them that I have in front of me is called Time Management from the Inside Out. And don't forget, when you're on my website, if you're looking for Julie, the interview, one of the interviews that we did with Julie of the time management book is on the website there under her name. And this one will be by the end of the day. Julie, give us your website and tell us where the book's available, please.
Oh, sure. The website is juliemorgenstern.com. And books are available in, major and independent bookstores nationwide.
Making Work Work, New Strategies for Surviving and Thriving at the Office. That's the new one. And by the way, folks, her last name, the only thing quirky about it is there's an E there instead of an A. Morgenstern, Julie Morgenstern. So check that out when you get a chance. And if you don't find her book, just ask for it and they'll get it for you. Now, what do we find on your website, Julie? What's there that would be of interest to us?
Oh, gosh, there's all kinds of things. There's before and after pictures of offices and home organizing. There are there's information about my books and my speaking, my speeches and presentations. There's something called the Idea Exchange, which is a bulletin board that a pretty large community posts on, and people post questions, and everybody answers them, and people help each other develop these skills and time management and organizing. There's a little web store. We've got a few quirky organizing products that are hard to find in other places.
And that's juliemorgenstern.com, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Julie, we promised the audience we would talk about helping them work and play well with others. That's one of the chapters in your book. Tell us about that.
Well, you know, in my work, I found that most people, if you ask them if they work well with other people, and this would be especially true of business owners, they say, yes, I work well with other people.
Of course. Of course I do.
We'd all like to believe that.
It's a dream come true for people to work with me, Julie.
Okay, all right. Now,
that's my story, I'm sticking to it. That's right.
Yeah. But then I find out from the people that work with that person who claims to work well with other people that this person's actually a nightmare to work with. And there's an amazing disconnect between self-perception and actuality about that. And so
self-analysis hurts, Julie.
I know. It's a little tough. But I think people define works well with others as being likable. And it's not really about being likable. Likable is fine, and it's nice, and it's pleasant. But really what it means to work well with other people, in the book I basically said there are six gripes people complain to me all the time about what makes somebody difficult to work with. And I'm going to tell you what they are.
All right.
You know, listeners can think about, okay, grade yourself on this. These are the six biggest complaints that make someone difficult to work with. Inaccessibility. Probably a big, you know, a lot of business owners are very inaccessible to their employees, right? Unreliable. Say I'm going to do something, but actually don't. Say I'm going to come to a meeting, but actually don't.
Right. No trust.
Right. Rigidity. It's got to be this way. I don't want to hear anything else.
My way or the highway.
Disrespectful. Mm-hmm. Just not recognizing somebody's talent or contributions.
Got to be one of the worst.
Mm-hmm. It is. That's really awful. And that you'll lose people if they don't feel respected.
Yeah, and you should.
Vagueness, lack of clarity, confusing. It's a big complaint. It's like, I just don't know what he wants.
That's the opposite of being a leader.
I guess so. I mean, you know, and sometimes creative people have a hard time expressing themselves or articulating what they're looking for, and they say, this is what I want, and then it comes back, and it's like, no, that's not really what I wanted.
You'll also find passive aggressiveness in there, won't you, in that vagueness?
In the vagueness?
Yeah.
Yes, sometimes people stay vague on purpose to withhold information, you know, because they want to hold all the cards in their hands. And then the last is really being unfair. And that gets a little bit back to what we were talking about, where you're demanding a lot, but you don't feel obligated to give anything back.
You give them the responsibility, but not the authority.
Yeah.
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 Those are great tips to try to look at ourselves, folks. Take a look at yourself and see. And you know, who can we ask? Maybe we could ask somebody if we're like that.
Yeah, I would. You know. In the book, there's a little chart. You could give it to somebody, people work for you, and say, grade me on this.
Right.
I'd really like to know.
Yeah.
I mean, I will tell you, as a business owner, I thought I was great to work with, and I'm often very inaccessible to my staff, particularly when I'm writing. I'll go into the writing hole, and I don't come out for 3 hours. And you know what? Unless it's, you know, there's three people who can interrupt me no matter what. But that's it. I'm concentrating. And I realized through honest staff, and I welcomed their feedback, that it actually made their jobs very difficult because they could not get the answers that they needed to get that sense of accomplishment and move things off their desk.
And do their job.
Right. So it's not that I could become, and, you know, I still have to do my writing.
Right.
But I'm no longer delusional thinking, I am so easy to work with. And now when people come, you know, an interview to work with me, I'll tell them, this is something you're going to walk into. You need to just recognize I can be inaccessible. So I'm more self-aware, and it makes for a more respectful work environment.
Self-awareness, that's the key to solving all those, ladies and gentlemen. Julie Morgenstern, thank you for being here. Good job today.
Jim, thank you so much.
We'll see you next time. Julie Morgenstern, ladies and gentlemen, the book is called Making Work Work. It's brand new. Check it out. Quick break, right back with Skip Miller. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.